The man who's joining us now, fine footballer, particularly with North Melbourne, finished his career at Geelong, but injury, unfortunately, hampered could have been an even greater career. But he's played some local footy, which is terrific, and he's announced yesterday as Carlton's new ruck coach, and he joins us on the line, and that is Hamish McIntosh. How are you, Hamish?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Morning, fellas.
Yeah, good morning to you. You excited about getting back to an AFL club?
Yeah, I am, mate. I am. I obviously, as every retired player, mate, I had to go away and concentrate on my sort of work life when I finished, and enjoyed playing a bit of local footy, but I always had a big passion to get back involved in coaching. And I'm lucky enough at a position now in my work life that I could get back involved in coaching, and fortunate enough to get back on board at Carlton Footy Club and get down there, mate, and looking forward to it.
We're just talking to Dennis Armfield in the studio before, talking about transitioning out of the game, and I guess you faced, you had a bit of league time in, you did a bit of media stuff along the way, and you had, unfortunately, more time on the sidelines than you would have liked because of injury. How did you find that? You talked about, getting into your working life in order. How did you find just immediately after you retired, and what sort of business have you got into?
I didn't find it too bad, honestly, because my body, by the end of it, was pretty well cooked. Had a lot of injuries, so getting prepared for life after footy was always a big thought for mine my last 4 or 5 years, because I knew it was coming with how my body was feeling. So I found the transition pretty easy, and I've transitioned into sort of the real estate world now, and I work in an off-the-plan development company with property and finance, and felt it, enjoying my job, but obviously now doing it for 3 or 4 years, I'm in a position now where I can, dip my toe back into coaching, which I'm very fortunate with my boss. I've got a great work life, and looking forward to getting back in the AFL industry.
Hammett, being the ruck coach of the Blues, what are you looking to bring? Obviously, you've got Matty Cruiser, who's 30 years of age, had a lot of injuries. You also got Matty Loeb and Andrew Phillips. So a couple of younger players to be able to work with as well. What are you looking to bring to them?
Yeah, look, I've always found and bounced off years off my old ruck coaches. And what I loved about with the guys I worked with in the past, just having someone there to be a support mechanism for these guys. So the older guys in the end, they've been playing football for 10, 12 years, especially Matty Loeb and Matty Cruiser. So they're really good players. They know what they needed to do to be great players to play AFL football. So I'm just going to be there to support these guys and do what I can to hopefully make them better players, but obviously mainly work with those younger guys, Harry McKay and a few others, to hopefully help them mature quicker than and make them make better players quicker than we need them to be, and obviously make sure they can obviously process and help the footy club get a few more wins on the board next year.
And as a ruck coach, what are the sort of things that you can teach them? Is it the minutiae of ruck technique, about where to move your body and all, and where to hit the ball, all those sort of things, or is it broader than that?
No, it's a bit broader than that, because obviously there's so many obviously game styles and game plans now. So, but it's just helping those young guys. They're pretty raw, especially Harry, for instance. He's obviously predominantly a key forward, so he's going to be probably playing up there more than the ruck, but helping him obviously when he goes in there to obviously, teach him a few tricks of the trade. He's a little bit undersized, but use his attributes. He's athletic, so get around the ground and sort of help run ruckman off the legs. But obviously, help him in the middle in the ground when he's obviously a little bit undersized. Help him ways to obviously combat that, and obviously just be there to support these guys and hopefully make them better players and better people while they're at the Carlton Footy Club.
Where does your responsibility finish as the ruck coach? We look at the best ruckman in the league. We're talking Max Gorn, Brody Grundy, Goldstein at times. Their ability to do everything now around the game, which is around the ground, which is the modern midfielder. Where does yours finish in regards to responsibility of getting these guys up to speed?
Yeah, look, it's going to be obviously just working closer with these guys with all parts of their game. So we'll be working a lot with obviously looking at the best ruckman in the game. You look at Maxi Gorn, how he's improved. Big Toddy, obviously, and Weldell, and obviously I played with him as well. His improvement was out of sight. So it shows when you put time and effort into these guys that the improvement can happen quite sharply, and I'm hoping to obviously do that with these younger guys, and obviously assist with Matty and Andrew Phillips and Matty Cruiser, and helping these guys hopefully still improve a little bit more, even though they're a little bit older and a bit more mature in their games.
Interested in Braden Pruce's move, Hamish, from North Melbourne across to Melbourne. Something that the similar situation that you were in some ways with Toddy Goldstein, and just where we're at with the number one ruckman and the backup ruckman, or that forward, as you said, like a Harry McKay that can play as the second ruckman. Were you surprised that someone like Braden Pruce, who was living in the shadow of one fine ruckman, has now gone to do the same at another?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting move. Obviously, I'm supporting North Melbourne pretty well over the last few years, and obviously following him intently. And big Braden's got a lot of talent, and obviously sitting in behind Big Goldie, and now going in behind probably the best ruckman in the comp. So interesting move, but they might have some other plans for Big Braden over there. But if you look at the role of the ruckman now, and I'm hoping maybe the old genuine two ruckman might come back in the vogue. You look at the rules they've brought into play now with, you know, you're allowed to grab the ball out of the ruck, so that might make the undersized ruckman a little bit more vulnerable because, you know, you've got a Sean Grigg in the middle, but you've got to put a good-sized second ruckman on him, and he's able to push him out of the way and grab the ball out of ruck and get yardage forward. It might make that second ruckman even more dangerous. So there's probably some more aspects of the rule changes that have come in that could assist with playing two genuine ruckmen or two good-sized ruckmen, which hopefully might, you know, look at Braden Pruce, that might make him a chance to play potentially him and Max Gawn on the same side.
Do you think ruckmen are as important as they've ever been, even in recent decades, from where it started when you started your career to where it's at currently now? Is this the most pivotal time and importance of a ruckman?
Absolutely. We look at the two best ruckmen in the comp in the years they had, you know, Maxi Gawn and Brodie Grundy. I think they both won their clubs BNFs. They had elite seasons, both All-Australians, and they had huge impact on the game. So a lot of media are saying this year was sort of the return of the ruckman. You'd have to say that because those two guys are super. They're probably the best 10 players in the comp, both those guys, and it shows the impact they can have on the game. And, you know, to have that sort of impact and sort of presence that those guys have, I'd love to see our guys do that at Carlton as well, you know, with Maddie and the younger boys.
And as a member of the ruck cartel, how did you feel watching Sean Grigg be a premiership ruckman?
I'm very jealous. Very jealous, mate, that's for sure. I never really thought I'd see the day a midfielder to be a premiership ruckman, mate, but it's obviously a strategy that's paid off for Richmond. But hopefully, mate, down at the Blue Baggers, mate, we'll have a couple of genuine ruckmen in there and get the results we're after. But obviously very envious, mate, that a six-footer has got a premiership medallion around the neck, mate, being a ruckman.
I know it's very early days. You haven't started your pre-season yet at the Blues. What's your take on their list and what can they achieve in 2019?
Yeah, look, mate, they've had a great trade period, obviously headlined by bringing Mitch McGovern in. They've got a really good young list coming through with some superstars in the roundup like Paddy Cripps, Charlie Curnow. And you look at the injuries they had last year as well, you know, with Sam Doherty going out early and a few others. So, you know, we get a few general stars back into the side. The young guys continue to improve with some good guys through the trade period. I think the side's looking very good. And, you know, another good pre-season for these younger guys that I think it's a pretty exciting time to be down at the footy club. And, you know, I've only been there, you know, signed up for like 24 hours, but, you know, the support and the messages I've had from not only the players, but all the footy staff, it shows it's a really, really good club, a great culture, and yeah, looking forward to getting stuck into it. And it seems everyone's got a really good hard work ethic to improve and to make sure we have a great year ahead.
Hamish, you sound way too intelligent to be a ruckman.
Mate, don't let me fool you, mate. The ruckman is still a bit dumb, mate, when it comes to hard, but, mate, I enjoy the coaching side of things. I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into it, mate. It's a great role. I'm very fortunate that Carlton gave me the opportunity, and yeah, very fortunate my boss mates let me get involved a bit as well, mate. Give me a bit of time off during the week.
Have you finished playing football socially as well? Were you part of that Strathmore collection?
I was, Dal. I was down there with Nathan, Nani Grimer and Spud Ferrito. So we're down there I had 1 year with Spud and a couple of years with Nathan, and we had a heartbreaking prelim final loss last year by 2 points when we're up by 44 points at three-quarter time.
Oh,
mate.
So no.
It wasn't the ideal finish, mate, but that's my last game of ever local football, so it's fair to say it's not a great way to finish. But had a lot of fun, mate. You know, obviously now I'm good mates with both those boys, so we had a good time, a lot of fun. But unfortunately, didn't get the biscuits. But as always, mate, we get old, and my body's pretty well cactus these days. So I'm looking forward to getting to the coaching side of things and giving the body a bit of a rest.
Good stuff, Hamish. Appreciate your time. Good luck with it all down at the Blues.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for your time.
Hamish McIntosh, former Kangaroo and Cat, and as Carlton embarks on a new era, make sure you're Bound by Blue in 2019. Sign up and become a Carlton member today. For more details, visit membership.carltonfc.com.au.